Hello and welcome to Ask the Accountant podcast Pit Stops. We're still here at the FAB event, the Festival of Accounting and Bookkeeping, and we've got our next guest. So, Lucy, welcome to podcast Pit Stops. I believe this is your first ever podcast.
It is my first ever podcast.
I promise you, I will be gentle. We're very good at this. We understand people haven't done it before, so we're very used to that. So, first of all, Lucy, tell us who you are and what you do.
Okay, so my name's Lucy Brown. I have a business called Calathea Solutions, which I co-founded with my business partner, Mike. We offer AML support to bookkeepers and accountants.
Cool. How long have you been going?
Just over a year now. We incorporated February last year, so yeah.
Fantastic. So what's the headache you are solving with AML for those accountants and bookkeepers?
So we are offering accountants and bookkeepers AML support. So we offer them generally audits on their AML compliance, which gives them comfort that they are complying with the regulations, that if their supervisory body comes in, offers them an inspect or gives them an inspection, that they are confident that what they are doing is correct and they're going to pass that inspection and not get a fine.
Fantastic. And I have to declare a personal interest here. Lucy does all of my own firm's AML stuff and is there whenever I've got that nagging question about AML, Lucy's there to answer it. So I can speak for Lucy and I confirm that the ability to have an independent person's advice without fearing asking my governing body and triggering an inspection because I've asked a silly question is extremely reassuring.
That's what we are aiming for, to give that comfort, to be that sounding board. Often firms know what they're meant to be doing. They are pretty confident in what they're doing, but they just aren't sure that there's not something they've missed. And so we can go in and find that out for them.
Brilliant. Okay. So what are your first impressions of Festival of Accounting and Bookkeeping?
Oh, it's brilliant. It's busier than I expected. This is our first exhibition that we've actually been at as an exhibitor.
In an official capacity.
And it's so exciting.
Brilliant. What are you most looking forward to here, or what have you enjoyed the most since you've been here?
Well, obviously, it's just the first morning, so we haven't been here for long. But it's really nice having people come and talk to us. And actually excited to see us. We've had some people come up to us and say, oh, I didn't realise that actually I wanted AML support, but now I've seen you, you're the people I want to talk to. So that's really nice.
That's fantastic. And it's nice to just touch base, isn't it, with those customers that you've already got as well.
Yeah, and I mean, I have a bookkeeping background. I ran a practice for 8 years. And so actually there's a lot of people that I know from that previous life that it's just nice to chat to people, to see people, to offer them support. It's social. It's fun.
Yeah, it's always a great opportunity to catch up and just network with people we know and people we might not know yet.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Okay, how do you take action from events like this, whether it's in your official capacity now or your top advice for accountants and bookkeepers that are here today based on your own learnings from previous events that you've attended?
What I always liked with these things is going around seeing people and then coming out and just reflecting on it, not rushing into anything, taking the time to actually work out what I want to do. So if I come to an event like this, I like to just wander the area, see what's available, and then maybe have a sit down, have a coffee, work out who I want to see, what I want to ask, and then take that information away and ponder it before rushing in and making a decision.
Yeah. No, I think a lot of people come in and leave without taking action.
Yeah.
And it's like, what a waste of a day. Like, you need to be able to follow this through. And the easiest way to do that is to have a planned day, as you say, and give yourself time to think these things over. Okay. What do you think of the accounting event space at the moment?
Well, isn't it busy?
This is a bit.
Isn't it busy? I think it is great. But as you say, there's no point going to these things unless you have a reason to. That's not right. But have a purpose, even if it is just to wander the floor and talk to people and network.
Yeah.
Try and make the most out of them. You don't have to go to everything, but if you want to, then fab. But have a plan.
Fantastic. What do you love most about this industry?
What do I love most about this industry? Actually, it's a collaboration. I come from a bookkeeping background. I founded a branch network within my area when I was in practice. And actually, there's the lack of competition and the collaboration and the community.
Yeah, fantastic. So let's go back to your business. What's your ideal client? Describe them for us.
Okay, an ideal client is one who is or isn't compliant. That doesn't matter to us. It's someone that actually wants to be compliant.
Yeah.
So whether they want to just test that they are compliant or they are coming to this knowing that they are non-compliant and wanting to put it right, we want to help people that want help.
Cool. What item is at the top of your tech stack? Any gadgets or softwares that you use every day and you won't be without?
No, but I love the idea of tech. But I can't. In my business, yes, we have some softwares that we use, but nothing too exciting. And I can't really justify all the things I'd love to buy and have. I see your posts on social media and I'm like, oh, I want that. But yeah, not new business, can't justify it at the moment.
No, that's fair enough. Okay, how do you feel about AI and how it's going to impact on you and the industry?
I think it's very exciting, but I'm a bit of a technophobe, so I don't really understand and ought to get a better understanding of how it can help us. I don't fear it.
Yep.
I don't think it's going to take over my job.
Yep.
But I should try and work out how to utilize it.
Brilliant answer. How did you discover Ask the Accountant?
Social media, you coming to us for our expertise. Yeah, it's just, it's everywhere, isn't it?
It is. It's we just plaster all of social media. It's fine. Yeah. So, okay, cool. Well, thank you very much for coming on.
Oh, thank you.
As I said, short and sweet. Podcast pit stop, quick and in and out. So, before we go, I'd like to give you the opportunity, speaking to one of these cameras, whichever one you want, to plug anything you want. Where do people come and find you? What should people be thinking that makes them go, I need to go and speak to Lucy?
Okay, we're on LinkedIn, either Calathea Solutions or me, Lucy Brown, my business partner, Mike Jardine, or email us at info@calatheasolutions.co.uk.
Great. So as a customer of yours, Lucy, what I'd like to point out is we've already talked about independent advice, and that's so comforting to be able to do. But what I love as well is the fact that when you think of AML and consulting and stuff like that, you start feeling your wallet pinching and your pocket getting tight. But actually, what you guys do for us is prove that getting the right advice doesn't have to break the bank.
No.
And don't let the thought of pricing put you off, because you are probably going to be wrong. Like, Lucy's services are more than affordable, and the amount of time and hassle they will save you if you get an inspection is worth every penny.
Yeah, and you've got to think of the price of your reputation as well. If you're getting it wrong, so it's not just the fines, it's your reputation, it's the potential to actually lose your business. We want to be there proactively from the beginning as a preventative measure.
And if you save yourself one fine, then you've saved yourself a lot of money.
Absolutely.
So brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Lucy, for joining us on Ask the Accountant podcast Pit Stops.
Thank you.
Keep an eye out on all of our social channels for the next episode of the Fab Festival of Accounting and Bookkeeping's podcast Pit Stop episodes. Thank you very much.